before the puck drop and the ball drop, spend your New Year's Eve afternoon in Wrigleyville with WGN Radio. Kevin Powell will broadcast a special sports show live from Murphy's Bleachers on Tuesday, December 31st from 1 to 3:30. This live broadcast is presented by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program and sponsored by El Bandito Yankee Tequila. It all starts at 1 p.m. next Tuesday. Kevin Powell is checking in from WGN TV, where he's filling in this morning to break it all down. Hey, Kev, how are you?
Hey, Dave. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. Appreciate you having me on. I'm looking, it's going to be a lot of fun around Wrigley on New Year's Eve. So even if you're not going to the game, come on by to Murphy's. Myself and Charlie Romeliotis will be broadcasting from 1 to 3:30. So it's going to be a ton of fun, Dave.
Well, you got a tequila sponsor. Are they coming with some samples? You're going to be sipping on that a little bit?
Oh, our friends at El Bandito are always bringing some good stuff for us, Dave. they know how to have a good, time. Chris Chelios is going to be around, so I think there's going to be a lot of buzz. It's a perfect spot for, you know, any event at Wrigley, of course, the baseball, but there's always stuff going on, and we're right across the street. So,
you know, here's a cool thing. I mean, first of all, the Winter Classic being at Wrigley Field is always fun. I did one of the last ones I did was at Soldier Field. I think the wind chill was minus 20 below, and you're sitting up in the nosebleeds at Soldier Field looking down at the game. You know, Wrigley, there's not really a bad seat in the house, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I was at that Soldier Field game as well, and and I was frozen. But it was like a snow globe. And we, you know, Chicagoans, we show up, right? We know how to dress warm for these outdoor events. So of all the outdoor games I've been to with the Hawks, I remember they played at Notre Dame a few years ago. Of course, the Wrigley game. Fans show up. So I think it's going to be a great environment against the Blues. So I think it'll be a packed Wrigley for the game, for sure.
Blues are sixth in the division. Hawks are eighth. What are your thoughts for the game next week? Where do you see this going?
Well, look, you know, I know we always talk about Hawks and Red Wings as the rivalry, and understandably so, but different conferences now. The Hawks and Blues is a great rivalry. There's a lot
Very
of history
so.
There.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's been talked about already leading up to this game, that this is a rivalry matchup. And, look, we've seen some more life out of the Hawks recently, and Connor Bedard's kind of turned the corner after a really slow start, so that's good to see. They don't have the best record in outdoor games, but that's okay. I hope for a competitive game. You know, I think for an event like this, with the amount of fans and the attention it gets, let's hope for a close, fun game.
You know, it's
and
fun.
A Hawks win, of course.
And a Hawks win, of course. You know, here's what's funny, too. You mentioned that rivalry, of course. People have said, you know, we have a love-hate relationship with St. Louis, with baseball, with hockey. I don't think there's any love there. I think it's just a hate relationship with St.
No,
Louis.
No, I agree. I mean, we have the rivalry in baseball and in hockey, too. So, you know, I expect a good one. I do. I'm hoping for a Hawks win. But and look, I know this Hawks season maybe is off to a slower start than we all were hoping for, but there are plenty of pieces in place for this organization to turn a corner soon. And it starts with Connor Bedard, of course. But, yeah, again, just really excited. There's going to be so much buzz around the ballpark inside and outside of Wrigley. So we're going to have a lot of fun from 1 to 3:30.
Well, and the Winter Classic in general, when they started this, I don't know, was it a decade ago, decade and a half ago, whatever it was, it really brought a different level of excitement around the new year to the NHL in general.
Yeah, I think for a national audience, and especially if you're really not a huge hockey fan, what a great venue. You know, Wrigley joining Fenway is the only two-time host of this special outdoor Winter Classic game. So I know the NHL's done a lot of outdoor stuff. Kind of tough to beat Wrigley as a venue, right? Whether it's baseball or if you're doing a special hockey broadcast as well in a special hockey game. So I think it definitely brings us more eyes to the Hawks organization, to the NHL. It's just a really cool spectacle of an event.
And it's at 4 o'clock, so you can go out afterwards and enjoy Wrigleyville afterwards, which is
really
cool.
You can make a whole long day out of it, Dave.
You can. It's going to be about, okay, so here's the weather report so far, 40 degrees, so it's going to be a little cooler than it's been the last couple of days here, but rain, 70% chance of rain. So hopefully that will pivot. You know how things change a little bit over the days leading up to it. So hopefully chilly is fine by me, not 20 below. 40 degrees is just fine in Wrigley Field as long as we can hold back the rain, you know?
Hey, 40 on New Year's, that's nothing around here, right? I mean, that's a rain jacket, and that's about it. You're good to go.
That's very true. All right, next Tuesday, Kevin and Charlie will be at Murphy's Bleachers before the Winter Classic, and you can hear it all here on New Year's Eve at 1 on WGN radio. And people could just show up, right? I mean, you don't need tickets. You don't need anything. Yeah. Just show up to Murphy's Bleachers.
Show up, hang out. Even if you're not going to the game, we're going to be having a great time. So 1 to 3:30, and I'll be there a little before and a little bit after, I'm sure, too. So come on by.
All right, thanks for hopping on. Have fun at TV today.
All right, thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.